Mr. President, thank you for your time, and thank you for your courage. We talked about two issues primarily. First, I do want to discuss Lebanon. The President is deeply concerned about Lebanon, the fate of the Sonora government, as am I. We're concerned about radical elements undermining the democracy. It is clear that Hezbollah, which has been funded by Iran, can no longer justify its position as a defender against Israel when it turns on its own people. And this is a defining moment. It's a moment that requires us to stand strongly with the Sonora government and to support the Sonora government. And the President was quite articulate about his concerns, and I appreciate you sharing your strategy with me. And then we talked, of course, about the Palestinian state. I told the President that I am absolutely committed to working with he and his negotiators, as well as the Israelis, to get a state defined. And I do so for a couple of reasons. One, it breaks my heart to see the vast potential of the Palestinian people really wasted. These are good, smart, capable people that, when given a chance, will build a thriving homeland. It'll be an opportunity to end the suffering that takes place in the Palestinian territory. And the second reason I'm for it is because it's the only way for lasting peace. The President and his team are committed to peace. They stand squarely against those who use violence to stop a peace process. And for that, I admire you and your team, Mr. President. And I commit to you once again that my government will help achieve a dream that you have. And the truth of the matter is a dream that the Israelis have, which is two states living side by side in peace. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. شكرا فخامة الرئيس على استقبالكم لنا اليوم. نحن في هذا اللقاء نتحدث أو تحدثنا عن عملية السلام التي تجري هذه الأيام بيننا وبين الجانب الإسرائيلي.
Mr. President, thank you very much for receiving us today. Of course, we have talked about the peace process and the negotiations that are taking place these days between us and the Israeli side.
نحن نعرف أنكم وإدارتكم مهتمون كثيرا في الوصول إلى سلام في خلال عام 2008.
We know very well that you personally, as well as your administrations, are committed to reach peace before the end of 2008.
ولذلك نحن نعمل بجد واجتهاد وعلى أمل أن نصل إلى هذا الحل في هذا العام الذي نعمل من أجله.
Therefore, we are working very seriously and very aggressively with the hope that we will be able to achieve this objective before the end of the year.
ولذلك تناول حديثنا عن تفاصيل المفاوضات التي تجري بيننا وبين الجانب الإسرائيلي.
We have talked with the President about the details of the negotiations that are taking place between our side and the Israeli side.
بالتأكيد تطرق الأمر إلى قضايا المنطقة ككل التي تؤثر على القضية الفلسطينية.
And of course we also talked about a wide range of issues that affect the entire region but also affects the Palestinian people.
لأنه يهمنا أن تعيش المنطقة العربية كلها باستقرار حتى نتمكن أيضا من الوصول إلى سلام في الأرض الفلسطينية.
Because it is very important for us that the entire Arab region will be living in stability in order to be able to achieve a peace in our Palestinian territory.
نحن سعداء جدا أن الرئيس يتابع بالتفاصيل ما يجري عندنا هنا في فلسطين وفي المنطقة.
We are very delighted that the President is following all the details of everything and every discussion that is taking place in the Palestinian negotiations as well as issues in the region.
ولذلك يسعدنا أن نستمر في الاتصال الدائم حتى نتمكن من تحقيق أهدافنا التي نريدها والتي تريدونها أيضا في هذه.
Therefore, we're delighted to continue our engagement with you, Mr. President, in order to be able to achieve all the objectives which are ours and yours at the same time. Thank you.